Welcome everyone to Beauty Sports. I am your host, Addie Miles Abbott. This is your one-stop shop for everything women's professional sports. The date is August 30th, and here is your weekly lineup. All right, let's get right into it. So this week, let's start off with the WNBA. We've got 12 games on this week. There is no limit to the amount of basketball that you can watch right now. So some key matchups we're going to be watching this week. You know, sitting in that 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th seed, we've got Dallas, New York, Washington, and LA. Those are the teams that we really need to keep an eye on for the next couple weeks, because those are going to be the teams that are going to be making the hardest playoff pushes as we move forward. So key matchup Tuesday at 7 p.m. Amazon Prime. If you don't get it, just get it. It is going to be where all WNBA action is going to be housed in the 2022 season. New York Liberty versus Minnesota Lynx. This is going to be a huge game because not only are the Lynx on an absolute tear right now, New York Liberty is going to have to do everything that they possibly can to get as many points as they can, as they're currently sitting in that last playoff spot. So it's going to be tough for them as the Lynx are moving at such a fast pace right now with trying to get up, but Liberty has also been playing some really good basketball. So Tuesday at 7 p.m. Heading over to Thursday, we've got a doubleheader, both at 7 p.m. Atlanta versus Dallas, 7 p.m. on Facebook, and LA Sparks versus the Lynx at 7 p.m. on Sportsnet 1. I'm clearly an obvious Lynx fan as of right now. You can tell that I am just so impressed with the turnaround point of this team this season that I cannot wait to see what is in store for these next few weeks. Dallas in 7th, LA Sparks in 10th. Let's see who can get those final two spots. Dallas, they're going to have to hang on as much as they can. Same with New York, because Washington was playing incredible basketball, and cannot wait to see those four teams duke it out for those last two spots. NWSL this week, we have 6 games. They're in the same kind of space as the WNBA right now. They're really pushing for playoff positioning heading into September. October is when playoffs are going to be happening. So the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th spot, only 6 teams make it into the playoffs in the NWSL. Chicago, Washington, New Jersey, New York, Gotham, and Houston Dash. Those 4 teams are going to be going absolutely to the wall to get as much points as they can as of right now. We've got the Red Stars versus New Jersey, 7 p.m. on Twitch. Dash and Rain, 8 p.m. on CBS, and Spirit and Portland. That's going to be such a big game with Washington versus Portland. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how Portland reacts right now. Obviously, they're number one in the league, playing the 6th seed. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how they react, because, you know, they're not going to want to give any points up, but Washington coming into that game really needing and looking for some points. That's going to be 10:30 p.m. on the Twitch app. And let's make our way over to the LPGA. We are finally back in action with these women this week, September 4th to 6th. The Solheim Cup being played in Toledo, Ohio. This is just fun. I know for the women, it's obviously very competitive. As a fan, this is just so much fun to watch. Americans versus Europeans. The Golf Network is going to be all over this, as well as NBC. So on September 4th, 5th, and 6th, there are going to be doubleheader time slots on the Golf Network for this. So set your PVRs, because at 7:30 a.m., they're going to have a stretch of watching the women, and then again on 2:30, and then a stretch till 4:00. The 6th is the only day they're going all the way through. They're going noon all the way till 6. So just get that PVR cooking. Follow the double coverage on both the 4th and the 5th. The 6th, and if you want to watch on NBC, they also have it on the 4th and the 5th. But they're going to scoot everybody all over to the Golf Network on the 6th for the championship day. Noon all the way through till 6 p.m. This is going to be an incredibly exciting tournament. It is going to be plastered all over TV, and we cannot wait to watch these women compete. And before we wrap up here with the biggest events happening this week, the PWHPA comes out with an incredible announcement that they have launched another showcase series November 12th to 14th in Nova Scotia. This is incredible. So excited to see these women back in action. And announcing it during the World Championships, absolutely perfect. So cannot wait to see that. We will obviously keep you up to date when we get closer to that event, but just wanted to give a shout out to the PWHPA. So moving to the World Championships. Monday tonight, they're going to be playing the semis between Canada and the Swiss and US and Finland. So a lot of people would assume that this is going to be a Canada-US final, myself included in that. But the thing that I am excited about is the scores of these games. I don't think it's going to be as widespread as people think. I don't think it's going to be a Canada blowout. I don't think it's going to be a US blowout. The Swiss and the Finns were far too high coming off their last wins to just roll over in the semifinals here. So I would almost predict like a Canada-Swiss 3-0 Canada and a USA-Finland 2-1 game. I just think that they're going to be so much tighter just based off of the runs that they were coming off. And they're competitive. They want to compete. So I do think it's going to be Canada-US in the final, but I do think it's going to be a little bit harder to get there than what they were anticipating. And then obviously we will be chatting about the final on Tuesday night. Winner of both semi games will meet, and that will crown the champion of the World Women's Hockey Championship. So very excited to see the end of that. Okay, the big event this week. U.S. Grand Slam. This is huge. I don't even need to tell you when, where, how, who, because it's TSN, TSN, TSN every day, every hour, constantly. The U.S. Grand Slam will be everywhere. Really excited to watch over the next 2 weeks. Obviously, we're just in the round of 128. Coming in the top four seeds, Ashley Barty, Ariana Sablienka and Karolina Pislikova and Naomi Osaka are coming in as the top four seeds, and we're obviously going to keep an eye out for Bianca Andreescu as well, Coco Gauff. There's so many women that are competing in this tournament, but Serena Williams is out. I get it. You got to take care of your body. Got to respect that. But man, I would love to see her compete in this tournament. So everybody, that is what we have for you this week. If you do not, please, please, please follow us on Instagram. Hit subscribe on YouTube, Twitter, anywhere that you get your sports. Please give us a like, a shout out, what you'd like to hear from us, any way to interact with us at all. We thank you so much for tuning in, and we cannot wait to do our real sports talk this Saturday. Thanks so much, and see you then.